Welcome to today's market report.
The upcoming corporate earnings season could prompt another sharp fall in global share prices, with profit forecasts looking far too upbeat given mounting recession risks, investors and analysts warn. After shedding more than $20 trillion in value since hitting record highs in January, world stocks are stuck in a bear market as major central banks struggle to stem surging inflation without derailing fledgling growth. Valuations have fallen below historical averages, which might tempt bargain hunters. However, recent profit warnings from US retailers Target and Walmart and pandemic winners like Zalando and B&M have traders worried about a series of downgrades as spiraling in energy and other import costs bite and consumers cut spending. The GBP-USD pair struggled to capitalize on its intraday bounce from the 119.20 region and attracted fresh selling in reaction to mostly upbeat US employment details. The pair was last seen trading around 119.85 to 119.80 region, down nearly 0.35% during the session. The intraday US dollar pullback from a two-decade high was quickly bought into after the headline NFP showed that the US economy added 372,000 jobs in June. This was slightly below the previous month's downwardly revised reading of 384,000, though it was well above the 286,000 anticipated. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.6% as expected and cemented expectations for a more aggressive policy tightening by the Fed. The prevalent cautious mood around equity markets offered some support to the safe haven greenback. Weaker US Treasury bond yields held back the US dollar bulls from placing fresh bets and offered some support to the GBP-USD pair, at least for the time being. The near-term bias, however, remains tilted in favor of bearish traders amid Brexit woes and expectations for a less hawkish Bank of England. Eurodollar remains in choppy trading within the 101.50 to 80 range.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.